To order the March 7, 2017 meeting of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals. Good morning and welcome and thank you everyone for showing up on this specially called meeting. Almost everyone here, which is surprising.
Maybe we need to have more of them, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, we'll do everything specially called. First item on our agenda is approval of the minutes for January 24, 2017 meeting. Those have been previously distributed to the board. There's no discussion, we'll entertain a motion.
I shall move.
Second.
It's been moved that we approve the second meeting minutes. We'll vote at this time. This is our first meeting with the new system, so figuring out how to use it. The minutes have been approved. The next item is a matter of old business that was previously heard. It is a petition requesting a variance to the maximum permitted square footage for accessory structure within front yards at, or the address is on maybe 204 Noble View Drive. And we'll hear from staff at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you mentioned, this item, the public hearing was continued from the January 24th meeting. There were some action taken regarding this property during that meeting because a number of variances were being requested. At that meeting, two variances were granted by the board, which included a 3-foot 6-inch height variance from the 36-foot maximum, and that's for the residents, and a 32-foot setback variance for accessory structures on the dock house that's proposed for this property. As you all know, when in front yards, accessory structures are required to be 50 feet from the front yard setback. And in the case of this particular property, which in the aerial map is located here, it's a somewhat narrow, considering the size, approximately an acre lot within the Noble View, on Noble View Drive. The petitioner is proposing to construct a single family residence and an accessory structure on that property. The previously submitted version of the accessory structure included and was an 1,800 square foot dock house and guest house. The revised structure is proposed to be 1,125 square feet. The requirement in terms of square footage for these structures, the maximum permitted is 900 square feet, and the variance criteria can be applied to determine whether or not a variance would be appropriate at this location. As I mentioned, this is one of five marsh hammocks within South Harbor. The only adjacent property, or immediately adjacent property here, which is developed with a single family residence, that property owner did provide a letter of support to the petitioner regarding their request. This is the only other private property that's past this point on the drive. So you have several other marsh hammocks here. Some are developed, some are not. But this is within a larger gated community. So it's a gated community within a gated community, essentially. On the information provided by the petitioner, you can see the floor plan and elevations of the guest house, which have been reduced from the previous submittal. This is the site plan, and the single family residence that is proposed has been altered some from the previous submittal that you saw, it's been reduced in size just based on design choices made by the property owner, not anything to do with the board action. But they've reduced the size of the main structure by approximately 1,000 square feet as well. This is the revised site plan, which shows the drive-in from Noble View, the residence, and the accessory structure. The subject property, based on its location, its lack of impact on adjoining property owners, staff is recommending approval of the requested 325 square foot variance from the 900 square foot maximum for accessory structures and front yards. Based on the previously stated findings, we believe that the increase in size is appropriate for a lot as secluded as this one, and that the other hammocks within South Harbor are similarly situated and developed with similar size structures.
I guess I have a question. Marcus, I don't remember the previous meeting that we had regarding this. What, could you refresh my memory a bit as to why it didn't proceed at that time?
Yeah, at that time.
Envelope the issue.
Sure. There were some concerns raised regarding the size of the accessory structure. Previously, the petitioner had three variances that they brought before the board. One was for height for the main residence, which was a 3-foot 6-inch variance request, which was approved. The other was for the setback variance on the accessory structure, which is required to be 50 feet from the front property line. Because of the narrowness of the lot, the board also approved a variance for that. Okay. Regarding the size of the accessory structure, which was 1,800 square feet, as proposed previously, the board recommended that the petitioner go back and work with the property owner to consider design alternatives to make it smaller, essentially, and have less impact overall. Staff believes they've done that. They've reduced it to 1,125 square feet. And because there are no adjacent properties that are affected, either within South Harbor or across the river, which is a pretty good ways, I think, we recommend an approval of the variance request.
Thank you. So you quoted 1,120. So the variance is for
325 square feet.
With it's permitted at 900.
900 is the maximum that is permitted. What they're proposing is 1,125.
It's actually, I factored them as 1,225, but that is
325.
Okay.
Yes. I'm saying that wrong. My math is
off. Okay. Any other questions or comments with staff? Thank you. And this petitioner here?
Yes, hello. I'm Rebecca Lynch with Lynch Associates Architects, and I'm agent for the owner. And I want to also thank you.
Did you sign in already?
I did sign in already.
All right, go raise your right hand, and do you swear your testimony here this morning will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thanks.
I also wanted to thank y'all for coming out for this specially called meeting for our small project. We are under a time constraint where, with the special development considerations of this lot, we're having to do our due diligence before closing on the property, and so we're trying to, with respect to the owner and developer, you know, move this project along as quickly as we can. So thank you so much for so many of you coming out here today. As we explained last time, this property really is out on the end of the road. It's a small gated area within a gated community, and there's only 5 or 6 lots out there. There's 6 lots, 4 or maybe 5 of them, including this one, are being developed. And we had the approval of every single owner that is currently developing or building or already lives out there at this time. And with regard to any properties across the way, I just wanted to bring this exhibit, which shows, you know, that it's a pretty long distance across the water for any other properties to see that aren't immediately adjacent. Google Earth also shows that it's pretty much on the tip of the land. You can't get much more remote than this. And it was brought up last time that those who would be so lucky to be boating by wouldn't want to be overwhelmed by the size of this structure. And we definitely took that into account. One thing I'd like to point out, if you think about boating around, you know, the waterways, some of the houses that really jump out at you might be the one with that really bright red roof. But, you know, this, although it's a little bit larger than is typically allowed, we're planning to keep it in materials that will recede into the landscape. It's going to be created out of salvaged wood. It's not going to be painted a bright color. And it's also going to be screened in every way possible from any of the other properties, you know, especially down at the end for the adjacent property next door. In regards to the size of the structure, last time we came here actually requesting a 300 square foot variance because we thought it was based on heated square feet, and we had 1,200 heated square feet plus another 600 feet of porch, and so we've reduced that down by a third overall, and that includes an uncovered cantilever balcony, which I'll just show you on these drawings rather than going back, is we've taken off the stair that would be adjacent to the road, therefore also setting back the structure a little bit further, and reoriented the stair to the side that would relate to the house. And so in order to do that, we have a 5-foot cantilever balcony on that side. So that's 150 of those 325 feet, so that's half of it. It's something that neither has a roof nor a foundation, so I feel like it doesn't have such a great impact on the site itself. We, as Marcus explained, as we've developed this project further, you know, not only are we not needing the entire variance in terms of the setback, because now the whole structure setback of another 10 feet, we've reduced the size of the main house as well by almost 1,000 feet, and brought the height down a foot, so we wouldn't even need that full 3'6" variance. But we feel that we've made efforts for the neighbors and just for the respect of the island and for anyone who might be so lucky to encounter this little getaway to make it as unobtrusive as possible. And due to the special considerations of the site, you know, it's just a little bit bigger than something you might find on a more typical lot, but the owners really wanted to have the opportunity to take advantage of the views and this wonderful piece of property with a porch. And the porches are really what put this project over the limits of the 900 square foot footprint that we're asking for a variance for. So if you have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions or comments for petitioner?
Yes. I have one of the staff. If it were in the backyard, what would be the maximum square footage?
If the accessory structure were not in the front yard and were in the rear, there is no maximum. They would only have to meet the lot coverage or not exceed the lot coverage for the property. So that provision was put in years ago, particularly for marsh front lots, because it's more standard for you to have your accessory structure what we would consider in most places the front yard.
And where do we stand on lot coverage?
We know that they don't exceed the 40%, but I can't tell you the exact number, but they are within.
Okay.
what's required.
My only comment is there is no front or backyard on this. So I don't know how we decided it's the front yard versus the backyard. A lot of marsh and waterfront homes, the waterfront is the backyard, not
We really looked at it, I think, from a policy standpoint, just anything that's rear of the front facade of the house for these purposes is going to be considered the rear yard.
I'm not sure if this wouldn't qualify for being the rear yard.
It's a little more like the side yard,
yeah.
But we asked for the variance because we wanted to make sure we were addressing any issues that might come up along the way in permitting, and it became the front yard more because that's where you land on the island to jump to the next one. Mm-hmm. But there's only one other property that, unless you were guests of their neighbors, there's only one other property that would ever cross this point because there's nowhere to go from there.
I move that we accept staff's recommendation.
And I second.
All right. We're properly moved and seconded.
I gotta figure out how to vote on this new system.
Looks like it's been approved. Does it pop up on the screen anymore? It should.
It says approved.
Well, on our screens it says approved, so we are approved.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I have a quick question of you before you leave.
Oh, sure.
I used to serve on an historic review board with a Lynch, who was an architect. Any relation?
I actually do serve on the historic review board now.
Well, this lady was probably more my age than you.
Yes, no, we don't have any other relation, other besides my husband and myself, who are partners.
Just curious. Thanks for your service on the historic board.
Yes, enjoy very much. So thank you very much.
See you.
Thank you.
Is there any other business anyone wants to bring up today?
No.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.